Welcome to the APA Podcast, where we help one another follow Jesus at home, in our city, and around the world.
Good morning, church. Wow, that's a better response than I was expecting. Thanks. If you haven't met me yet, yeah, my name is Ryan. I'm the senior high pastor here at APA. And I have a football with me today. And I will admit, I'm a fake football fan. And the reason I know I'm a fake football fan is because I only watch, on average, one football game a year, otherwise known as the Super Bowl. Thankfully, I've like played some flag football at Summit at my college and through the years growing up, so I know the basics, the fundamentals of football and some plays. And one of the plays in football is related to a type of prayer that I like to call Hail Mary prayers. But to understand what that kind of prayer is, I have to explain the football term first. So basically, a Hail Mary is a type of throw that the quarterback, when he's on the offensive line, the quarterback's job is to make the plays, to either hand it off or to throw it to one of his teammates. But when the quarterback's getting ready to throw, the defensive line, the defensive team, is going to try and take out the quarterback before he can make any plays. And so a Hail Mary throw is when the quarterback has the ball, and right before he gets tackled hard, he just throws the ball up in the air and just hopes for the best, that it's going to land in one of his teammates' hands, and hopefully they'll score a touchdown or they at least keep possession. And so that's why I call some of my prayers, Hail Mary prayers, because sometimes I find myself in a situation where I'm, in other words, just chucking up a prayer. I'm like, last minute, I find often I'm in these situations when I have lacked the knowledge or thought to use the washroom before going on a long car trip. And then I'm in the car driving and I'm like, Lord, please bless me with a bathroom within the next 5 minutes. Otherwise, this car is not gonna be in good shape. And so those are my Hail Mary prayers. And so we pray these prayers sometimes. It's good to seek the Lord and obviously to pray when we have time. But I also know that God cares about the little moments in our lives when we need to throw up those Hail Mary prayers like the Hail Mary throws. And often when these Hail Mary prayers or Hail Mary throws land, we're thankful. We get excited. Like when a QB... Zach's going to be my catcher today. When a QB is like about to get tackled and he just throws it up, and when they catch it, let's go. When they catch it, the quarterback gets like, the team gets excited, they caught the ball, they're thankful that in that emergency, the prayer was answered. I know that I feel thankful that God answers my prayers in emergencies, and I have this overwhelming sense of thankfulness and relief that it happened. And I remember this one specific time. I grew up playing soccer, not football, the real kind of football that you play with your feet, soccer. And I remember this one day, I show up to this game and it was a tournament weekend. So I was playing multiple games in one day and the weather was calling for rain all day. And so I didn't want my clothes to be drenched the entire day because then I'm wearing them through the whole day. It's just going to be a bad time. So my dad is with me in the car, and he's like, why don't we just pray that God clears up the weather for the games today? And I was like, that's a great idea. So we sat in the car and just prayed for a few minutes before going out onto the field. And it was like sprinkling. The rain kind of was like slowing down. And so I go through my warm-up, and the game starts. And there's no rain. There's like a kind of circle of blue sky above the general soccer area. And so I played the whole game. We didn't get wet at all. But near the end of the game, the clouds started moving in like a lot. And as soon as the ref blew his final whistle, the rain just started pouring down all over. And it was a cool moment. God had answered this simple prayer in such a miraculous way of keeping me dry during my soccer game. And I was pretty thankful in that moment that I got to have a dry soccer game. And so we've been going through this series that we're calling Summer Playlist, where we've been looking at different kinds of psalms and the different kinds of songs that we sing in different circumstances in our life. And so last week, Pastor Chad talked about songs of lament and how we can bring our cries and our worries and our sadness and our emotion to God. And today, I get to talk about the joyful one, thankfulness, our songs of thanksgiving, which is a much nicer, much happier thing to talk about. So thank you, Pastor Dave, for assigning me that sermon. And so the big idea that I would like to just, if anything lands today, is that we should sing our songs of thanksgiving because it glorifies God through what he has done for us. And so through my whole message today, we're going to be moving through Psalm chapter 30. So if you have your Bibles, please turn it to Psalm chapter 30 with me. Okay, and as you do that, I'm going to read the first three verses. This is 1-3. It says this: I will exalt you, Lord, for you rescued me. You refused to let my enemies triumph over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you restored my health. You brought me up from the grave, O Lord. You kept me from falling into the pit of death. In these first few verses, this is a psalm of David, and clearly David is very thankful for something. He's thankful that God has literally, it seems like God has saved his life from something. And so as we talk about thankfulness today, one thing I want to make clear that I kind of learned as my studies of this is I was like, okay, well, what's the difference between like thanksgiving and praise? It kind of seems like it's all mixed together. And in general, it is kind of mixed together. But the difference is praising God for who God is, and thanksgiving or thankfulness is praising God for what he has done for us. And so in context of these three verses, David is giving thanksgiving to God, bringing his thankfulness to God for saving him from a near-death experience, clearly. And so we use thanksgiving a lot. I was at the island this past weekend visiting my family, but also one of my friends, uncle and aunts, and we went to their place for dinner, and they served us this incredible meal. I had steak and multiple different sausages and salmon and potatoes. It was wonderful, very good meal. And so I said thank you, not just because my parents taught me to have good manners, but also because I was genuinely grateful that I had this delicious meal that I got to eat. And so thankfulness or thanksgiving is the outward expression of an inward feeling of gratitude. And so in this psalm, the first three verses, David is literally proclaiming like an outward expression of thankfulness because he's feeling this gratitude and this relief of, wow, God, you saved my life. And so we sing songs of thanksgiving because songs of thanksgiving help us see God at work. And so in this situation, David has sung the song of thanksgiving. He's giving thanks to God. And as he sings these songs, it actually helps David see God at work. And this is actually clear in science. I decided to do some research. And some studies say this. It says, the parts of the brain responsible for emotional experiences get activated with practices of gratitude, which can activate the brain to produce more serotonin and more dopamine, which improves our mood and makes us feel good. And so God has literally designed us that when we are thankful, when we show gratitude, not only does our gratitude help us see where God has worked in our life and give him glory, but it also benefits us. When we are grateful, there's dopamine and serotonin produced that we actually feel good as people. And one study hypothesizes saying that thanksgiving and gratitude activate the reward center of the brain and can alter the way we see the world. And when I read the words, alter the way we see the world, that made me think of a verse in scripture. It's Proverbs 18, verse 21, and it says this. It says, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. And so as I read that study, I thought, wow, when we are thankful, when we give God glory through our gratitude and through our thankfulness, it actually can change the way we see him work. When we are thankful And when we continually go to God and give him thanks, we actually end up seeing him work in our life more because we're looking for it more. So I have a really simple illustration for this. I want you to look around the room for as much red as possible. Just look around, see if you can see any red. There might not be a lot. Okay, maybe you found some red. Now tell me how much purple you saw. You weren't looking for purple, so you didn't see any purple, right? Now maybe if you look around, there's probably not really any purple in this room, to be honest. Maybe not the best example of color choice. But because you weren't looking for the color purple, you're not gonna see purple. But in the same way, when we give thanks to God, when we are grateful, when we sing our songs of thanksgiving, our songs of thanksgiving actually help us see God at work because we are actively identifying the areas we're seeing him work in our lives. So that is good news. Now, let's keep reading in verses 4-5. It says this, "Sing to the Lord, all you godly ones. Praise his holy name, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning." Isn't it good news? Joy comes in the morning. That's awesome. Yeah, that deserves a round of applause. One thing I love about this is seeing David transition. He, in verses 1-3, he opens with, he's giving his thanks to God. And then immediately after, he's calling other people to praise God. And so our thanksgiving, our songs of thanksgiving should call other people to praise God. This is so evident when we see people get baptized, or even just 2 weeks ago after the youth students got back from camp. If you were here, you would have heard short testimonies of what God was doing in their lives while they were at camp. And so in our testimonies, we're giving thanks to God. We're giving our thanksgiving, our glory to God to say, wow, thank you, God, for doing this in my life in this moment. Thank you, God, for this. And it actually is a benefit to everyone else because when you hear testimonies, when you see someone getting baptized and they're talking about the incredible things God has done in their life, it calls others to praise God, right? And so our thanksgiving calls others to praise God. One really easy example of how this works is sometimes, maybe this is just a me thing, but if I'm sitting beside a friend and they're like on their phone, like texting someone or like watching an Instagram reel or TikTok video, and all of a sudden they have a very visible reaction to what they're reading or watching, it makes me super curious. Like when someone bursts out laughing and is just like hitting the table and like dying from a text that they got from someone, I'm genuinely curious and want to know, like, what video did you just watch, or what did this person just text you that is making you have that reaction? And I think in the same way, as we show our thankfulness to God, we should have that result for other people. We should be thankful and give God glory and our gratitude and our thanks so much so that people actually get genuinely intrigued by, like, what is it that God is doing that is making you so thankful? Like, they should be curious. Like, how cool would it be if one of the evangelistic tools that we use on a daily basis is just thankfulness? That our thankfulness to God actually makes people curious. And the good news is those who also already know Jesus, it gives other people another reason to praise God. And so our songs of thanksgiving call others to praise God, and that is why we should sing songs of thanksgiving, is because it glorifies God through what he has done for us. And so we keep reading in verses 6-7, and it says this, "When I was prosperous, I said, nothing can stop me now. Your favor, O Lord, has made me as secure as a mountain. Then you turned away from me, and I was shattered." This verse is so, like, it's so back and forth. When I was prosperous, I said, nothing can stop me now. And then it flips and says, then you turned away from me, and I was shattered. And this verse, if it tells me anything, it's we go through many different seasons in life. We can feel on top of the mountain, and we can feel like we're at the bottom of the valley. But I think one of the most important things we need to know about thankfulness is Thanksgiving actually reminds us of who God is in the good and bad seasons. Thankfulness reminds us of who God is in the good and bad seasons. When we reflect and we are thankful and we think about what God has done in our life, it actually reminds us like, wow, like even if we're in a season that isn't good, if we're having a hard time with family or with friends or with finances, when we practice thanksgiving and thankfulness, it reminds us of who God is in those times that we still remember, oh, God, you are still faithful. God, you are still good. God, you still have my back. But one thing I noticed as I read this is I think often in our life, as it says in verse 6 where it says, when I was prosperous, I said, nothing can stop me now. Often in our life, I think it can be easy to become self-dependent. We think, oh, I got this. I can do this. You know, and without realizing it, we are saying, I don't need God for this. And I think often in church, we're challenged to trust God even in the hard circumstances, which is good. It is difficult to trust God during hard times. But I think sometimes the bigger challenge for us, at least in the Western church in Canada and the US, is not so much trusting in God when it's hard, because I actually think often when life gets hard, all of a sudden we are like, wow, we go to God in prayer and we spend time in worship and we're like, God, I need you in this circumstance. I would argue that one of the bigger challenges for us in the Western church is showing thankfulness and gratitude and still spending time with God when things are good and when things are easy. When things are overall going well, when we're feeling healthy and our financial lives are doing okay, when our family is still together, are we practicing thankfulness often? Are we praying often? And so what does it look like to bring your songs of thanksgiving in both the good and bad seasons? Because it's just as important in the good as it is the bad, and vice versa, just as important in the bad as it is the good. Because our songs of thanksgiving remind us of who God is. And consistency is such a good thing. And so there's some practical ways that we can practice thanksgiving in both good and bad times. I personally really love starting my prayers with thankfulness. When I start my prayers, I'll say, thank you, Lord, for the beautiful weather today and that I had a great breakfast. As simple as that. And then I'll bring my request to God. So if that's something that works for you, maybe you just want to practice your thankfulness in your prayers, that's a good practice. I know some people, I'm not a huge journaler. Are there any journalers in the room? People who love journaling? Yeah. Some journalers in here, maybe you want to write gratitude, like three things each day that you are thankful for. Because it's not just the consistency that matters, but just as we did the colors earlier, as we looked around and I asked you to look for red, but then asked you how much purple there was, in our consistency with gratitude and thankfulness, I guarantee you that as we practice thankfulness, we will be reminded of who God is in the good and bad seasons, because we'll be looking for it. We'll be looking for where God is good in our lives. And I know that we have things to be thankful for, because if you're sitting in this room, I hope that you're alive right now. And that's something to be thankful for, because clearly you got air in your lungs. Okay, that's a good sign. So we do have things to be thankful for. We just need to take the time to look for it. And so we should sing songs of thanksgiving because it glorifies God through what he has done for us. And our thanksgiving reminds us of who God is in the good and bad seasons. And so if you're sitting here today, and maybe you are having a rough time, maybe life isn't so good, maybe you feel like you actually don't have a lot to be thankful for, I think that's fair. Sometimes we are in those situations. One, I would challenge you, as I did just before, that even in times where we feel like we don't have a lot to be thankful for, we can find small things to be thankful for, like the fact that we are alive and have breath in our lungs. But sometimes, I know in struggles, sometimes the breath in our lungs actually doesn't feel like a blessing. I know for some of us, we've had times in our life where that actually feels like something we don't want. But what I want to challenge us with today is something that will be revealed as we read this last portion, something that we can be thankful for no matter what season of life we're in. And so I would really encourage everyone, if you have a phone, Bible, pull up Psalm chapter 30. We're reading verses 8 to 10. And as we read these verses, we're going to read it through the eyes of Jesus. We know this is an Old Testament book, but we know from the New Testament that as much as this applied to the people in the time that it was written in the Old Testament, we also know that the Bible was written with Jesus in mind. So as we read these verses, we're reading them through the eyes of Jesus. And it says this, "I cried out to you, O Lord. I begged the Lord for mercy, saying, 'What will you gain if I die, if I sink into the grave?'" And as I was studying this, I found that the word "die" in this actually is better translated as "blood." And so it's saying, "What will you gain from my blood if I sink into the grave? What will you gain if I die? What will you gain from my blood if I die? Can my dust praise you? Can it tell of your faithfulness? Hear me, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Help me, O Lord." And in this passage, we're seeing through the eyes of Jesus his prayer, his cry to God in death, of what good is my blood if I die? There is nothing good. If Jesus' blood stayed dead, if he stayed there, there's nothing good. Can the dust praise God? No. But the good news is this is actually the reason we can be thankful, because it didn't stop with death. We know from the New Testament, from the story of Jesus, that Jesus died, that his blood went to the grave, carried all of our sin, but his blood didn't stay there. He didn't stay dead. That God rose him from the dead, that he's alive and alive again, and that this prayer that he prayed that we see in Psalms actually got answered. That when it says, "Can my dust praise you?" No, it can't, but Jesus was raised from the dead, and now we have something so good to be thankful for. And so I would challenge you that if you're sitting here today and maybe things aren't so good and you feel like you don't have something to be thankful for, we actually have a guarantee of something to be thankful for, because now we have eternal hope, we have eternal salvation, we have a God who is faithful to us, so much so that he saw Jesus carrying the weight of all of sin in the world and pulled him up from the grave. Our sin is washed away, and that is good news. And that is why I love the last two verses of this chapter that we can read together, that transition from this prayer. And it says, "So you have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I might sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever." That's awesome. We can give thanks to God forever because we get to live with him for eternity because Jesus raised from the dead. And so as we go out today, as we go out into our homes, as we go throughout our week, I would challenge us, Let us sing our own songs of thanksgiving, whether that be through the way we speak, whether it's through the way we pray, praying with thanksgiving at the start of our prayers, or journaling, having a gratitude journal, or simply just sharing the positives that are happening in our lives when people ask. Instead of maybe just saying good when people ask, "Hey, how are you doing?" "Oh, I'm good." Maybe we can say, "Oh, let's share some good things that God is doing in our life." Let us be people of gratitude and share the things that God is doing in our lives so we give other people a reason to praise God. And lastly, let's also just give thanks to God forever here on this earth and in heaven, because even if we are in a season that is good or bad, we do have something to be thankful for.
Thank you for listening to the APA podcast. We hope it helps you better follow Jesus in your home, city, and around the world.